KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Authorities say they will investigate any further claims made against a woman at the center of a wedding venue scam in KZN. Prelin Mohanlal was nabbed in Shellcross this week on charges of fraud. According to police, the 53-year-old defrauded a couple, taking money from them to book a wedding venue at Worthers Hill that she didn't manage or own last month. She is currently out on 20,000 rand bail after appearing on a single charge of fraud in the Verulam Magistrates Court. Members of local security company Reaction Unit South Africa arrested Mohanlal and handed her over to police this week. Spokesperson Prem Balram says they decided to investigate after they were approached by several couples who claimed they paid the suspect money to book the venue.
So initially, there were 17 victims that had contacted Reaction Unit South Africa prior to the arrest of the suspect. The suspect was detained, and when the news broke on social media, we had a total of 38 more complainants that had called us. The scam valued between 2,000, 3,000 rand, right up to 750,000 rand.
Mohanlal will be back in court next month. The SA Human Rights Commission has made a call for anyone who witnessed an alleged racist incident on a FlySafair flight from Durban to Cape Town last month to come forward. The commission says they've launched an investigation into the incident, which took place on the 26th of December. In several videos that were posted on social media, a woman who has been identified as SABC employee Nobuntu Mkize is allegedly seen making racist remarks towards a flight attendant during an altercation. The commission, Sepo Madlingozi.
The matter raises prima facie violations of human rights. Therefore, the way forward is that we will be sending a letter to the passenger where we set out the allegations against. Then after that, based on the response, we can either propose a mediation between the two parties.
And abroad, there's a warning. The UK's gas storage levels are concerningly low after days of icy cold weather. Officials say there's less than a week of demand available. The UK is heavily reliant on gas for its home heating and also uses a significant amount for electricity generation. Leisha McKenna has the details.
The operator of the country's largest gas storage site, Centrica, says there's currently less than a week's worth available. Supplies are under pressure due to the weather, while a pipeline supplying Europe with Russian gas was shut off at the end of last month. Centrica says it's a similar story across Europe, but is especially bad in the UK, which doesn't have mandatory storage levels.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 30 today. Richards Bay, 33. Pietermaritzburg, 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Durban Super Giants are hoping to go one step better this year in the SA20. The Springbok Sevens coach, Philip Snyman, says they are aware of the great task ahead at the Perth leg of the World Sevens Series. And Leighton Bain says Everton needs stability after guiding them to a 2-0 win against Peterborough in the FA Cup.